You are on the waves of Radio Belarus, your most reliable conductor into the political, economic, social and cultural life of Belarus. Our coherent journalistic crew offers you embracing daily highlights of the major internal and global affairs. Stay tuned in to Radio Belarus.
This is Radio Belarus International with the latest news from Belarus, briefly about the main events of the day. Turchin presents State Awards for Professional Excellence. Belarus-Kenya to intensify comprehensive dialogue. Belarus takes part in SCO working meeting. And how about these NATO events in more detail?
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
And we start with official events. Belarus Prime Minister Alexander Turchin has presented state awards to representatives of various professional fields. We acknowledge the hard work and talent of those who make our country better. Each of you does not simply do your job, your work ethic sets a great example for others and makes us all proud of you, Alexander Turchin emphasized. A state award is recognition of meaningful achievements, a token of respect for experience and professionalism. It also appreciates your resilience, dedication, selfless and conscientious work. The future of the Republic of Belarus depends on it, he said, addressing the awardees. Among them are people of various professions, power engineers, representatives of the manufacturing complex, agriculture and forestry, civil servants. Your work is a solid foundation on which the country stands. You are the cream of the crop. You do not just handle your tasks, you set the bar. Your professionalism is the driving force of our state, the Prime Minister added. Being a true professional, working conscientiously, is a choice that the awardees make every day. You deserve the respect of the entire country. This high state award proves this today, the head of government noted.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Political affairs.
Belarus and Kenya will step up bilateral interaction across multiple areas, including interparliamentary contacts. This matter was discussed by Chairman of the Standing Commission on International Affairs and National Security of the Council of the Republic of the National Assembly of Belarus, Sergei Alenik, and Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary of the Republic of Kenya to the Russian Federation and the Republic of Belarus concurrently, Peter Mutuku Matuki. The Belarus-Kenya cooperation in trade, economy, and humanitarian field interaction on international platforms were in the focus of the meeting. Particular emphasis was placed on intensifying interparliamentary dialogue between the upper houses of the parliaments of Belarus and Kenya, as well as interregional cooperation. Sergei Alenik remarked, "Belarus attaches great importance to cooperation with foreign partners. Belarus is ready to develop mutually beneficial and useful contacts with the Senate of the Republic of Kenya." The parties emphasized the importance of holding a number of planned visits.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Economy.
The Minsk branch of the Belarusian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BelCCI, hosted a business meeting with representatives of a Chinese delegation from Shanghai. The meeting was aimed at establishing new strong contacts and signing a memorandum of cooperation. The BelCCI traditionally organizes meetings between domestic companies and foreign businesses. Cooperation with Chinese partners is very important. The Minsk branch of BelCCI alone holds about 20 different events annually. Today's event is fundamentally different from the usual ones because we're establishing new connections with a very powerful structure from Shanghai, Director General of BelCCI's Minsk branch, Sergei Nebeshko, said. The Chinese delegation visiting the Minsk branch included representatives from the Shanghai Federation of Industry and Commerce, which is a counterpart of the BelCCI. It unites over 13,000 companies. Shanghai ranks among the world's top five cities in terms of economy and finance. Its port is the leader in cargo turnover globally. In October last year, the SFIC launched a new initiative to create a friendly network of chambers of commerce in Shanghai's twin cities. Shanghai has over 80 twin cities, including Minsk, Moscow, St. Petersburg, Hamburg, San Francisco, Yokohama, and others. It's truly a major city and municipality and has long been engaged in diverse cooperation, the Director General explained.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
In January-April 2025, the real household disposable income of Belarusians rose by 10.8% year-on-year, the National Statistics Committee of Belarus told the media. Salaries accounted for 64.9% of the total money income, transfers to the population 22.3%, revenues from doing business and other gainful activities 7.5%, property income and other kinds of revenue 5.3%. The real disposable money income of individuals is calculated as monetary income minus taxes, duties, and fees adjusted bearing in mind the index of consumer prices for goods and services.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
In January-May 2025, Belarus passenger traffic totaled over 10.4 million passenger kilometers, up by 6.8% year-on-year. We learned from the National Statistical Committee of Belarus. Almost 700 million people used passenger transportation services, which was up 1.4% year-on-year. In January-May 2025, freight traffic reached over 29 million ton kilometers, which was 96.6% as against January-May 2024.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Social life.
Representatives of the State Control Committee of Belarus participated in a working meeting to discuss amendments to the financial documents of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO. Special attention was given to improving external oversight of the SCO's activities and harmonizing the organization's documents. The participants discussed the development of an effective and modern external audit mechanism involving supreme audit institutions of SCO member states acting as the sole auditors. Mechanisms to implement international standards in the SCO's external audit practices were also reviewed. The meeting was attended by representatives of SCO member states.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Finally, some sports issues.
Belarusian athletes are taking part in the second leg of the 2025 Best Athletes Cup in Rhythmic Gymnastics in Sochi, Russia. The Sky Grace Academy played host to the Team All-Around Finals. The adult group featured 15 teams from various Russian regions and the Belarusian national team, comprising Polina Alexandrova, Anna Shakun, Valeria Malkovich, Taisia Yurchak, Kiryana Shevtsova, and Elimia Vechorko. The Belarusian team placed sixth with a total of 50,400 points. Athletes from Moscow scored 54,150 points to secure a victory. Second were athletes from Russia's Nizhny Novgorod. Russia's Krasnodar Krai finished third. In the junior group, the Belarusian team comprising Margarita Kachetkova, Milana Borisonak, Maria Burak, Apolinaria Gruzdova, and Kristina Sorochinskaya placed sixth as well, scoring a total of 47,400 points. Competing in the event in Sochi are also athletes from Armenia, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, the UAE, Vietnam, and the USA.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
Welcome to Belarus.
The word Belarus means White Rus, a tender and poetic name which befits this country in the best way. White means clean, clear, and innocent. This small country in the very center of Europe is ready to open for you one of the last miracles of the world, the miracle of the untouched nature. Inimitable in their beauty, national parks and reserves of Belarus, such as the Belaverskaya Pushcha Forest or Braslav Lakes and many others, are the pride of our country. Here you'll find an opportunity to experience the harmony of nature in the very center of the European continent. Vast tracts of ancient virgin forests, unique landscapes, rare species of animals and plants, as well as historical and cultural sites. All these guarantee a great popularity of ecological tourism and plenty of opportunities for hunting and fishing. Fascinating tours on foot, on horseback, by boat or helicopter will make it possible for you to discover the uniqueness of Belarusian nature. The 21st century is raging around. Yet in Belarus, the nature remains virgin, the people remain humane, and values remain eternal. Visit our country, and you will not be disappointed. Welcome to Belarus.
Music Box.
You're listening to Radio Belarus. Belarus.
Music Box. это сколько теплоты подарили эти три недели. Отовсюду нам глаза глядели полевые добрые цветы. И уже не вспомнить, сколько раз звезды с неба падали на счастье. Так бывает на земле нечасто, только где же, где они сейчас? Счастливая пора мелькнула и прошла, закончились короткие каникулы. И жаль, что нас тогда любовь не позвала, любовь не позвала, а лишь окликнула. Тянут нити серые дожди, а за ними вслед придут метели. Неужели эти три недели остаются где-то позади? И уже не вспомнить, сколько раз звезды с неба падали на счастье. Так бывает на земле нечасто, только где же, где они сейчас? Счастливая пора мелькнула и прошла, закончились короткие каникулы. И жаль, что нас тогда любовь не позвала, любовь не позвала, а лишь окликнула. Красивая пора мелькнула и прошла, закончились короткие каникулы. И жаль, что нас тогда любовь не позвала, любовь не позвала, а лишь окликнула. Счастливая пора мелькнула и прошла, закончились короткие каникулы. И жаль, что нас тогда любовь не позвала, любовь не позвала, а лишь окликнула. Счастливая пора мелькнула и прошла, закончились короткие каникулы. И жаль, что нас тогда любовь не позвала, любовь не позвала, а лишь окликнула. Счастливая